Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. It's really a privilege to be here another Saturday to bring forth the Word of God. God has been so good to us. He has kept us by His mighty power, and He's still keeping us. And will keep us to the end. And today we just want to give Him thanks and praise for His divine hands of protection upon us. And we give thanks that we can come to hear His word and to purpose in our hearts to live by His word. I'll be starting a new series, which is the Epistles of John, or the Letters of John. And there are three letters that John wrote. He has the first and second and third John. But today, I will be concentrating on the first epistle of John. And as we go through this epistle, I pray the Lord will bring forth new revelation to His people through this epistle. And we pray that we will not get familiar with God's word, but each day we will stand in awe of what He's saying to us through His words. So we are going to begin by praying and asking God's direction as we go through this series. Father, we come to You in the name of Jesus. We just thank You for who You are. You are God Almighty, the great I am that I am. You are holy, You are true, You are righteous, and there is none like You. So I thank You this evening for this privilege, O God, to bring forth Your word to Your people. Father God, I pray today, O God, in the name of Jesus, that as Your word go forth, O God, it will penetrate the hearts of Your people, bringing forth illumination, mighty God, that Your people will know and understand and live Your word. Lord, we just thank You for, O God, hearts that will be receptive to Your words. And we pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that, O God, there will be a hunger and a thirst for more of You. Lord, we love You. We praise You and honor You. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. The first epistle of John. John's first letter. John's first letter to his spiritual children was to let them know of the joy that they can find in having fellowship with the God of light, the God of love, and the God of life. To be in fellowship with God, we have to walk in the light of His word. God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. When there is darkness in our lives, as children of God, it shows that we are out of fellowship with the God of light. Regular confession of our sins will keep us in fellowship with God. We want to be aware of the truth that the blood of Jesus Christ is continually working to bring cleansing to us. There are two major obstacles in our walk with God, and one is to love the world. Number two is falling for the lies of false teachers. Let us hold fast to God's words, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We are the children of God, and God is love. So we are called to walk in love, loving God and loving people. We have to demonstrate the agape love. That love comes directly from God. The agape love, that is the unconditional love of God. God Himself is life. And when we are in fellowship with Him, we display His quality of life. A life which is higher than the world standards, because we are born from above and we have the Holy Spirit in us and with us to keep us alive in Christ. So we want to live the fulfilled life that Christ has given us. And we want to be assured of the eternal life that we have in him. So we are going to go into verse 1 of 1 John 1. 1 John 1, verse 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled of the word of life. John was saying that Jesus, who was from the beginning, that he had heard him, he had seen him, and his hands have touched him, who is the word of life, the expression of life. John is saying that he is an eyewitness of Jesus, so his record of him is accurate. Verse 2 of 1 John chapter 1. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. Jesus, who is the life, was manifested, was made known unto John, and he was now showing to the followers of Jesus that eternal life was manifested to them who was with the Father. Jesus himself is eternal life. And he is the one that came from the Father and was manifested to his followers. And he's also now manifested to us through his Spirit. Verse 3 of 1 John chapter 1. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. John was saying that he was declaring what he had witnessed, that the followers of Christ may have fellowship with the eyewitnesses and with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. So people of God, as the Lord reveal himself to us, as we get to know him, we also have to go forth and tell the good news of Jesus Christ, our Lord. He's calling us to be his witnesses wherever he has placed us. Verse 4 of 1 John chapter 1. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. John was saying, I'm writing these words to you, that your joy may be full. It is the will of the Father that we live in complete joy. We need to be in complete joy. And that's the desire of the Father, for us to find that joy that comes only from him. That joy is only possible as we daily walk in the Spirit. The Bible said, walk in the Spirit, and we will not fulfill the desires of our flesh. Galatians 5:16. Let us remain in the presence of God, people of God. For in his presence, his word tells us, there is fullness of joy. Psalm 16:11. So when we are walking in his presence, when we are walking in fellowship with him, when we are abiding in him and his words abiding in us, we will have that full joy. For his words remind us that his word is spirit and it is life. And his word in us will bring forth that joy that only he can bring. The joy that is not dependent on what is happening in our everyday life. But this joy is dependent on whom we are in fellowship with. The Lord is calling us to be in fellowship with him, to draw nigh to him, and he will draw nigh to us. He wants us to be in love with him, to love him with all our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength, and to find that joy that comes from his Spirit living in us. Jesus said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come to you. And he has sent his blessed Holy Spirit to live with us and in us. And he is the joy that we have daily. For in his presence, there is fullness of joy. Verse 5 of 1 John chapter 1. This then is the message that we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. John was saying that the message that they got from Jesus, that is what they are now declaring, that God is light. God is sinless. In him there is no sin, no darkness. Darkness represents sin. In him there is no darkness at all. In him there is no sin. People of God, God is holy. And he's calling his followers unto holiness. With sin in our lives, we cannot see God. And that is why many of us are just walking in darkness and groping in darkness and can't find our way, because sin is in our lives. With sin in our lives, we cannot see God. Matthew 5 verse 8 said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We want to go forth with purity of heart, purity of mind. And only the blood of Jesus Christ, which continually cleanses us, can cleanse us and bring us to that place of having a pure heart before God. God is calling us, people of God. We need to come up higher. Be holy, for I am holy. He alone is pure and holy and true. In him is light, and there is no darkness at all in him. People of God, let us come to that place of being in fellowship with him, and let no darkness be seen in us. Let sin not have dominion in our lives, but let us walk in the light of God's word, in obedience to him, walking in holiness and purity of heart, giving honor and glory to the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 6 of John chapter 1, 1 John. 1 John chapter 1, verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. John was saying that if we say that we are in fellowship with God and living a life of sin, we are lying and are not practicing the truth. People of God, we have to be truthful. If we are not in fellowship, we need to acknowledge it, that we're not in fellowship. We're out of fellowship if we are living in sin, if we are practicing sin, if we are living a lifestyle of sin, we are out of fellowship with God. And our life is a lie, because we're not practicing the truth. People of God, the word of God is making it so clear to us. If we say that we are in fellowship with God and walking in darkness, living in sin, we are lying. We are out of fellowship. And the truth, we do not live the truth. We're not living the truth. We're not practicing the truth. People of God, God is calling us to walk in truth, to practice the truth, and to live a life of holiness before him. Verse 7. 1 John chapter 1. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanses us from all sin. John was saying that if we live according to the word, which is light, as God is in the light, we will be in fellowship with each other in the faith. And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. People of God, the blood of Jesus has power to purify us and to keep us clean. We have the blood of Jesus Christ still flowing today and is able to purify us, to get rid of the impurities in us, to to wash us and cleanse us and to give us that heart of purity before him. But we need to desire him. We need to desire that holiness. We need to desire that purity of heart so that we can be like Jesus. We want to walk in holiness. We want to walk in truth. We want to walk in love. And we want to live that fulfilled life that comes only through fellowship with Jesus Christ our Lord. Verse 8 of 1 John chapter 1. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we say that we are sinless, we have become deceptive to our own selves. This is the worst form of deception, people of God, when we try to fool our own selves. John says, when we live like this, the truth is not in us. The word of God is not operating in our lives. The word might be coming to us, but there is no place in our hearts for it to rest. People of God, we have to come to that place where we allow the truth of God's word to find that place in our hearts. So we have to lay aside all the sin, all the weight, all the sin that so easily beset us. We have to do something, put out a conscious effort, partner with the Holy Spirit for the cleaning up. We have to say, Lord, my heart is not right. Clean me. And he will help us to clean up. But if we say that we have no sin, we are just fooling ourselves. And God's word is not in us. People of God, the Lord is calling us to clear the ground of our hearts, to lay aside, to put away the things that are contrary to having fellowship with God. For if our hearts are filled with malice, if our hearts are filled with unforgiveness, hatred, anger, and all those things, then there is no place for that word to rest. And the truth will not have no ground to rest in our hearts, because our hearts are already filled up with all the things that we used to do before we come to Christ. So we need to pray asking God to forgive us and to cleanse us. Verse 9 of First John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So if we confess our sins, people of God, we have to admit that we have sinned. We have to admit that we have sinned, and God, who is faithful to his word and fair in his meeting out of justice to us, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Not some. He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. People of God, confession brings healing to our souls. The word of God says that as far as the east is from the west, God has removed our transgressions. But we have to come confessing our sins to him. We have to come and admit that we have fallen short. Many times we don't see any changes in our lives because we fail to admit that we have sinned in so many areas of our lives. God is calling us to turn the searchlight on ourselves, or cry out to him and said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked ways in me, and cleanse me from every sin and set me free and lead me in the way everlasting. When we are walking in freedom, we are walking in the way everlasting. For Christ has purchased that freedom for us. When he died on that cross, he redeems us and he has set us free to walk in that liberty which he has purchased for us. So we don't want to allow sin to entangle us. We don't want to allow sin to beset us. We want to live a life of holiness. God is calling us. Let us come to God with confidence, knowing what the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed at the cross has done for us. Let us confess our sins and seek his forgiveness daily. People of God, this is a daily walk. So we can't say we confessed yesterday, we don't need to confess today. Every day is a day of confession to us, because we sin in so many ways. We sin in thoughts. We sin in deeds. Sometimes we should have done a little more. We didn't do it. Sometimes we find ourselves being partial. We find ourselves being showing favoritism. All of those are sins in our lives. But sometimes because we have practiced it so long, we don't realize that it's sin. But God is calling us to examine ourselves, see if we are in the faith. Call out to him. Cry to him, and he will answer us. Confess our sins daily and come before him for our cleansing. He will wash us in his cleansing blood. His blood is still flowing, and it is flowing right now. But we have to be willing to go to him and confess. And he is faithful. He is just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. People of God, the Lord is calling us. He's calling us to that high place in him. He's calling us to that place of walking in purity of heart, walking in fellowship with him. When our hearts are impure, we cannot walk in fellowship with God. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. There is no sin in him. He's only pure. He's pure. And we want to walk in purity of heart. We want to love one another as he loves us. We want to show mercy with cheerfulness. We want to be the people that God has called us to be. Verse 10 of 1 John chapter 1. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. If we say that we have not sinned, people of God, the word of God is telling us, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. The word of God tells us in Romans 3:23 that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We have all sinned and come short of God's standard. To say that we have not sinned, we would be saying that God's word is not true, and his word would not be in us. People of God, if God's word is in us, and the Holy Spirit is in us, bringing conviction to our hearts, then we will come to God confessing and admitting that we have sinned in so many ways. We sin in thoughts. We sin in deeds. But the Holy Spirit is always with us, bringing conviction to our hearts, nudging us and telling us, you have erred in that way. But it is for us to turn from that sinful way. He's calling us to repent, people of God. God is calling us to have a change of mind, a change of heart, where we see things from his perspective, where we have the mind of Christ in us, so our actions will be in alignment with his word. The Holy Spirit is with us. He helps us. He guides us. He teaches us. When we don't understand, he's so patient with us. So we want to rely on him daily to help us to walk this walk and to live this Christian life. It is for us to come daily to our Lord and confess our sins. And he will forgive us and help us to walk in freedom. Christ has purchased that freedom for us when he died on the cross for us. He died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good, that we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood. It's a sacrifice that he has made at the cross, people of God, laying down his life for us. No man took his life from him, but he laid it down for us. What a privilege today that we have to take everything to him, to confess our sins, and knowing that he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So every day of our lives we can walk in purity, because every day we should come to him for our daily cleansing. People of God, the Lord is calling us to that high place. The Lord is calling us to a place of purity of our hearts, that we will go forth and live that life that truly bring honor and glory to his name. We want to be people of integrity, people who will walk by faith, trusting in who Jesus is and what he has done for us at the cross. So let us be willing and ready to go to God to confess our sins, knowing that he's a God who is always faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And let us ask God to give us a pure heart so that his word will find that place to rest in us. His word will find that place that it will be able to germinate. He will find that good ground in our hearts so that it will germinate and bring forth fruits of righteousness. And this is where we'll stop for this week. And I trust that as we go through the epistles of John, that we will come to that close fellowship with the Father, living a life of purity, a life of love, walking in the light of his word and being in fellowship with him daily through his word. God bless you. Let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are. Thank you for your many blessings in our lives. Thank you for your word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Thank you, O God, Almighty Lord, that you are calling us to that place of having a close fellowship with you. And we pray in the name of Jesus that you, O God, will just keep us in your word, abiding in your word, and you abiding in us. And your word said, we shall ask what we will, and it shall be done. So we thank you for your word, and we thank you for your people. We thank you for the receptive hearts that have gleaned from this message this evening. And we pray in the name of Jesus that we'll put your words into practice and we will go forth as ambassadors for Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.